American History, Topic 3, Lesson 2, Imperial Tensions, The Story of U.S. Imperialism. Welcome back. My name is Justin. Let's get started with the review. Imagine the late 19th century. The United States is bursting with energy, innovation, and ambition. Factories are churning out goods at an unprecedented rate, but as production soars, so does the desire for new markets. This is where our story of imperialism begins. Imperialism is the policy of extending a country's power and influence through diplomacy or military force. For the U.S., it became crucial to find new places to sell products. This led to the establishment of protectorates, where the U.S. would control the foreign policy and military defense of a territory, while allowing local rulers to maintain some authority. Think of it as a protective umbrella over smaller nations, a feeling of superiority. As Americans looked beyond their borders, a feeling of superiority emerged. Many believed it was their duty to spread democracy and civilization. This was often termed manifest destiny, which originally referred to continental expansion. This ideology justified the desire to intervene in other nations' affairs, based on the belief that American culture and governance were superior. America building a modern navy. With new markets in sight, America realized it needed a powerful navy to protect its interests abroad. Under the leadership of figures like Alfred Thayer Mahan, who argued that a strong navy was vital for global power, the U.S. began to expand its fleet dramatically. New battleships, like the USS Maine, were launched, and naval bases were established in strategic locations such as Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. This shift not only showcased American might, but also positioned the U.S. as a formidable player on the world stage. Expansion in the Pacific. As we sailed into the 20th century, the U.S. began focusing its sights on the Pacific. The acquisition of territories such as Alaska and Hawaii, as well as involvement in conflicts like the Spanish-American War, showcased America's new imperialistic ambitions. Hawaii, once a sovereign kingdom, became a crucial stop for American ships heading to Asia, turning it into a key piece of the imperial puzzle. Changing attitudes towards overseas expansion. But why did attitudes towards overseas expansion shift? The Industrial Revolution created an economic landscape where surplus goods needed new markets. Additionally, the competition from European powers heightened the urgency to establish a foothold in Asia and the Pacific. No longer satisfied with just continental growth, Americans were eager to assert their influence and tap into the rich resources and markets of foreign lands. There you have it. This engaging narrative illustrates how and why the United States shifted from a nation focused on its continental borders to one of the world's imperial powers, setting the stage for its global influence in the 20th century. Once again, I'm Justin. Thanks for studying with me. Don't forget to take the practice quiz that accompanies this lesson.